It's the podcast from All About Symbian with me, Ewan Spence. Today's interview, still from Smartphone Show, it's Marcus Ahonen, the guys behind the Nokia's Carbyte C++ SDK developer tool.
There have been lots of small announcements that are key to many products, and one of those products is Carbyte.C++. And joining me now is Marcus Ahonen from Forum Nokia, or Forum Nokia Pro, or Forum Nokia Pro Developer Chief Champions. what are you going by now, Marcus?
We actually are part of S60, so one of the core teams inside of S60.
I didn't even get close, did I? Okay, so you're in charge of, or partly in charge of Carbyte, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm the product manager for Carbyte.C++.
Okay, so straight away, can you describe Carbyte for us in a couple of words?
Carbyte.C++ is a replacement for CodeWarrior. It's basically a rebranding plus a complete architecture renewal of CodeWarrior, and it's targeting everyone who is currently using CodeWarrior. And as you may know, CodeWarrior is being used for developing the operating system and for building all the phones that run on the operating system, and then application developers as well use it to write the applications.
Now, so, CodeWarrior used to be the sort of SDK in a developer environment, and Nokia purchased MetroWorks to get a hold of the code base?
Nokia acquired a unit within MetroWorks. It was basically my product and the team that was developing it and all the assets required to that. And now that team has now been working on bringing that product into this into the Eclipse platform.
So effectively, it's a rebranding and the next version.
That's correct.
Lovely. So what's the? Who would use this? I mean, you went there that it you helped develop the OS on it. So that's obviously quite a small select number. What about somebody who's just putting together a quick application in their bedroom? Is there two versions of Carbyte? Does one version cover the entire spectrum of developers?
Yeah. We've just announced two different products. There's Carbyte.C++ Developer Edition and Carbyte.C++ Professional Edition. And whereas Professional Edition is targeted more at those who are, you know, working with device manufacturers to put out a phone, Developer Edition is targeted at an entry-level developer looking for productivity and ease of development. The two key features that we have in that product are, first of all, the UI designer. And the UI designer works with S60. It allows you to basically drag and drop UI controls and create UI views without writing a single line of code. All you have to do is create those views and then use Symbian C++ to do the actual application logic.
So it's almost like a form-based approach.
It is, yeah. And actually, we go quite far in helping the user along. So it'll only design S60 UIs as per the actual platform allows you to do. So it'll inform you when you're trying to, you know, drag a control onto the workspace that actually can't go there because the system will not work. And also, we provide some nice helpers on how you can get your first UI actually created. So it's not just an empty canvas. You, for instance, have a selection of different types of lists. S60 has a lot of lists in it. You can go directly into, I want a list. Okay, what kind of list do you want? With numbers or letters or icons or double lines? Click on that, and you're already halfway through the implementation of your first view. The second productivity feature, and this is, I think, what everyone is really excited about, is that on-device debugging is finally available for S60 devices. So we've had it available for...
On-device debugging means you run it on the phone rather than on your PC, the code that you're compiling.
That's correct, yeah. So you basically connect via Bluetooth or USB, and you're able to find out any problems that your application have on the actual device rather than working on the emulator.
Why is that so important?
Well, I guess the biggest thing is a lot of the features that you're going to be using, if it's a mobile application, are features like Bluetooth or the camera or GPRS connectivity, and you can't emulate that reliably on a PC. So being able to find out what your problems are on the actual device is essential for you to ensure that the quality of the product is good. So Developer Edition now ships with that feature. It's very easy to configure. It'll work on every S60 3.0 and later device, and it also works on Sony Ericsson devices, starting with the P800 and also the new devices based on UIQ 3.0.
You know, that's always an interesting one for me, because here's something that's owned by Nokia, but it's used for UIQ development.
Yeah, that's true. Well, as part of the acquisition, one of the things that everyone sort of agreed on in the community was tools is not an area where we need to compete. It's a small enough community that, you know, everyone doesn't have to have their own tools story. And Nokia is not seeking a competitive advantage over the other Symbian manufacturers by having its own tools.
You're doing better in other areas.
Yeah, I guess Nokia will compete in the phones area, but tools itself it doesn't really count as that kind of an area. Plus, the way I look at it, if we have more developers who are skilled in Symbian C++ development, everyone benefits from that, right? Moving over from UIQ to S60, there may be some learning, but you got the basics down at that point.
Now, typically we hear that Symbian C++ is rather like learning the Spanish Inquisition and drawing teeth. Let's say somebody who's just left college or university with a regular C++. How much does Carbide help them get into Symbian C++?
I think that's where this new product is actually going to help quite a bit. First of all, starting a new project is very easy. Configuring the environment is easier than in the past. And I think specifically the UI designer provides a nice way of entering the realm of mobile development on Symbian C++ without it being a harsh knock over the head. One of the customers I talked to when we were designing this feature is actually worked in NRC, Nokia Research Center, but he had these summer courses at MIT, and he was using, Borland used to have a UI design tool. They're not in the business anymore, and it only worked for our 2.x devices, but he was using that tool so that people could get productive and sort of feel like they could create something in the first day of learning Symbian C++, as opposed to taking, Symbian has this basics course that takes 5 days, and on the fourth day you actually will code something, and it's like, hello world. And the amount of satisfaction that you get from actually being able to create something immediately is so much better when you actually see it and it's doing something sensible. And I think that's the biggest thing that UI Designer does, is that it gives you a shorter path to being creative and a shorter path to feeling like, hey, I'm really creating something that's great, rather than creating a Hello World app that just blinks.
Okay, and how much does it cost?
Developer Edition is €299. If you are a Code Warrior user and you have a valid support license, then we'll chop off 50% of the price, so that's going to be €150. If you have Code Warrior Professional, the price for the new Professional Edition is $650, and otherwise it's going to be $12.99.
That's not $12.99, that's $12.99, obviously. $12.99, we went to $13. You got the free trials and everything. I mean, can people download and have a look at it first before they decide that's the tool for them, rather than, oh, God forbid, the GCC chain?
Yeah, we have a 21-day trial license available for both products. And the web address is forum.nokia.com/carbide. And also, if anyone's interested in figuring out what we're doing after this current release, check out our development team blog. We have a blog that basically our engineers write to and talk about what are the new features that we're designing, and it's a great way to interact with the development team and make sure that the features that you're interested in get into the next product. The address for that is blogs.s60.com/creatingcarbidecpp.
We'll stick a link up in the show notes somewhere for that, but for now, Marcus, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Evan.
You've been listening to the All About Symbian podcast, www.allaboutsymbian.com, copyright 2006.